Boy, I haven't done this in many a year, it feels like. I'm actually driving and making a recording at the same time. So, to go back to my recordings from 10 years ago, you will be getting some of this stuff, actually. What's that long ago? 7 years ago? Six years ago. Holy, it hasn't been that long. Anyway, I just dropped off Caleb, the youngest son. He is currently, he went to his first duty station at Holloman Air Force Base in Alamogordo, New Mexico. And, we were getting driven around by this one young guy, senior airman. I think he's been there for like 3 years. And he was talking about all the crap he had to take out of toilets and sewer lines. And I'm going, oh my gosh, so this is my kid's going to be a plumber. He's going to be a sewage technician. Woo! That's okay. Okay, the money's good. And, you know, I do it all the time. And, let's see what happens, man. Everybody needs wastewater management. Anyway, so, wow. It's just after, it's like the 27th of December, 2018. Life goes on, whether you want it to or not. I took him over a day early because the weather forecast said that tonight it's going to snow. It's going to snow pretty good. It's going to be bad all over the place. So it's a good thing that decided to get this done today, get out of the way. So he's okay. I got myself, it's been about 7 years since I last built an amateur radio. I never got my other amateur radio going sufficiently or enough or however to actually try it out. I had a Warbler, and I built it and ran it. I couldn't determine whether it actually worked or not. This next one is just a really inexpensive CW Morse code sort of radio. So we'll see how it goes. I barely got it started. The first torrent functions as a transformer. Got that one. Wow, the soldered in last night. Let's see, what other kind of things am I doing right now? Honestly, it's probably just a few months ago, maybe a little bit longer ago. Anyway, I went to go see some of our friends. And outside a house. Nyman. The Jacks. Bob and Sandra Jack. They're living the dream in between House and Nyman. And them and Jason Jack and Laura Kernut Jack. Nice folks. And always nice folks, you know. Anyway, they invited us to come to Fort Sumner Ranch. Of course, you know, Lisa and I have been thinking, over time, we've been thinking about where we wanted to retire to. And, well, the first time ran into Leanne Morris, another old friend, who I had actually been kind of a co-worker for ages when I worked for New Mexico State University. And she had just taken the job. She'd just taken the job of being the department head for Cooperative Extension Service. And she's struggling. A lot of the old timers, people that have been there for 30 years, they're starting to retire. And this is one of the jobs that if you can get it, you tend to stay there forever. And I got to kind of we started thinking about it. So I looked at some opportunities available. Now, of course, I do have my home ec degree, you know. I've got a degree in home economics. That's my bachelor's degree. And it really looks good. You have a master's, too. Now, lately, we've been just having to grab whoever they could that have a bachelor's degree. And the new kids are not, they aren't hanging in there long term like they used to. This is problematic, you know. It was the act of hiring new staff didn't happen very often. Get somebody, but then they would go and they would sit there for 25 or 30 years. So you would have the same people working together for 25 or 30 years. You know, they come and they go, and good, bad, whatever. I'm one of the people who, anyway, so she said, you know, you should apply for that. I did. I applied for one in Cibola County, one in Eddy County, passed on a couple of other potential places that Lisa didn't want to go to. We actually took a trip over to Grant, which is Cibola County, and Lisa didn't like it. Didn't think much of it at all. So, I pulled my, drew my application there. Land National Department had over Eddy County, and she was starting to get things kind of all real riled up. And initially, I said, yeah, I'll go ahead, but then I looked at the house and wanted to. And it didn't sound like, we weren't going to be able to make it. Well, since my mom has kind of had larger issues, larger problems, it was actually her heart. She got a got a pacemaker in there, and she hasn't had any problems. She's going great. So she's really enjoying life in St. George, Utah. And we went back probably about a month or month and a half later to Fort Sumter branch again. And wow. And talked to Leanne again. And she said, oh, she goes, I hear Brenda Bishop's about ready to retire. She's going to retire here soon. And she might got a confirmation that, yeah, Brenda was fixing to retire come May. Lisa got so excited when that came up. Oh, my gosh, Becky. Anyway, so, really excited. Looking forward to, looking forward to the opportunity. She's even talked herself into living in my mother's house. Oh, gracious. So I think it's starting to work a little bit. She's warming up the idea because my mom's not ever going there. Even though her name's on it, I don't think she has any intention of doing anything with it at all. And not even to the point of actually trying to get rid of it. It's going to be thrown in my hand to get rid of it. I think it's funny because when she said, oh, I want to get rid of it, who knows how much it was going to cost. And whatever money was made out of it, she's just going to stick in an account that I wasn't going to be able to touch until she was dead, you know. And I was like, Mom, getting money when I'm 80 is not worthwhile, you know. So, well, I guess we're going to go ahead and move on with the house. You know, there's nothing to stop us from just making the house into something. Now, me personally, I'd rather have my name on the actual title as well. That way, she can't just decide to sell it out for it. Not that she would, but, you know, circumstances come up, and it's like, I've got to get some money, you know, or whatever. And this way I can buy out her interest in it. If push came to shove, and they said she's got to sell her part of it, and you go, we've got to establish what her part is. If I'm going to make all kinds of improvements to it, it's going to be, you know, I don't want to just lose it when the moment arrives. Of course, you can always look at it as like rent. So it's not like you're going to be losing anything. So, anyway, that might be coming up sometime, but not too terrible. So we took a trip over there to check on the house. Caleb wanted to see if there was anything there that he wanted. He pulled a few things out, but really not very much at all. And, well, anyway, there was just something. Well, I haven't gotten too serious about any of these extension jobs. Being the extension home economist, I don't know if that was different page or different thing. Well, regardless, I we'll just have to see. Mom's house really isn't going to sell for very much. And it's probably worth more to live in than it is to actually sell. Kind of what the situation was with her vehicle. In the end, it was cheaper just to hold on to the vehicle than it was to sell it and turn it into something. We were going to ultimately probably need the vehicle anyway. So she always called the car Liahona. So I got Liahona now. In preparation for this potentiality, what might actually happen here, I'm working on a server. I've got called Tiki. It'll start out as a wiki server, and it's a little bit different. It's kind of got everything plus the kitchen thing. Their philosophy is just stick everything in there. That's what they're gonna do with it. Instead of getting like a base and plugging stuff in, this goes a whole different way. You know, most software, you start with a base and then you can add on things to it. Of course, the add-ons are pretty weird. I just barely got the thing running. I've got to start kind of tuning it a little bit. And when I first got my domain name that I got, eons ago, I don't know the first time when I actually registered it, but I've had it for since then. Did I get it? Anyway. Probably about 2002 or so, I got my first internet connection that was always on. Didn't have to use dial-up anymore. And hooked up one of my servers. I've had a succession of servers over the years, mostly the equipment that got given to me, thrown away, whatever. And I got Quix.us, and my original idea, which was from a bulletin board service that I never really got going back in the late 90s, after the internet had kind of taken over, and all the BBS were starting to die anyway, bulletin boards. I decided to call it the Quay Information Exchange. It was kind of an homage to the old old computer services back in the day. There used to be one called VIX. It was named after the Byte. It was called the Byte Information Exchange. It was supposed to be kind of a competitor with CompuServe and the Source back in the day. And Byte was a big computer magazine back then. I think it still actually exists. But anyway, changed hands a few times. So they call it VIX, V-I-X, you know, for exchange, V-X, change, anyway. And so I got QUIX, Q-U-I-X, which originally stood for the Clay Information Exchange for kind of Clay County, and which is where Tucumcari, New Mexico is. That's where I was living at the time. We had just not too long moved there. Of course, in 97, we moved to the house where we lived in for 15 years. But anyway, so, and I always hung on to quick.us. There's all kinds of things I called over the years. Quasi-indefatigable dentalist, but it just became kind of a personal domain. And qualitative, idiosyncratic, xenodokia, stuff like that. You know, all these little plays on the letters Q U I X. Anyway, so I've had this thing for just forever, and I decided a little while ago to start resurrecting it. I didn't really get around to it very well. I just barely got... I've been working slowly on the server that I use. It's actually a very nice desktop computer that somebody was getting rid of, and they threw it at me. And I've got a couple of terabytes of hard drive in it, and I'm trying a few. The funny thing, I'm using NetBSD, which is my favorite BSD. It's probably the least popular one, but it's got an interesting thing. It's actually the BSD that they pretty much ride it to run on anything. It's the most portable, and probably it's the most adaptable, that's for sure. Because I think they tend to keep it very, very simple. They don't make it very, very difficult to work with. And so I really like it for those reasons. I just updated it to the version 8, which came out maybe a couple months ago. So believe it or not, I actually updated one of my servers without just ripping it to shreds. Anyway, so play with it a little bit. I like it stripped down, but there's no reason to strip it down. It's got plenty of horsepower under it. And so anyway, I've got Tiki Wiki. Just barely got it running on that probably about a week and a half ago or so. And just now getting around to kind of customizing it a little. Really just want to see. I guess I was looking for forum software. And there is some software out there. I didn't really think much of any of them. I've always liked wikis of that, of all the different kind of paradigms. And so, really got that one going. The whole idea is to make kind of Shetling. There's forums. They actually use like the regular PHP VB bulletin board system software, the more common one, and. For the Shetland Islands. The place is a little isolated. And funny how you look more at Tucumcarians, since they're two decent sized kind of variety department stores had closed. The only two stores they have where you can buy this and that is Dollar General and Family Dollar. Kind of funny. Anyway, this is a place that could really use one of these things. I had always thought about doing it. Thought about it for, it's over 20 years. So, soon I pull together. Have fun making this stuff happen. Almost every other plan I've ever had has kind of gone downhill because technology just wiped over. You know, we were going to do something for trying to preserve the Shetland dialect, and ended up just being that nobody really got interested in it. I never heard anything back at all about this, so it's wrong at all. We came up with some software to try and make that stuff work. Let's see, what else? Anyway. I'm working on that old project right now. I'm thinking about some writing, but really haven't come up with anything like a book to do. Kind of booked out at the moment. And really want to do some other stuff. So I'm thinking of doing stuff that just might be of interest to the local trade. Put some effort into this information exchange so that it'll be a nice resource, and hopefully, I've been listening to the No Agenda podcast for a while, and they've got, it's called the Value for Value Model, and really they don't suggest how much you should pay. They give you a few incentives to pay the money, but anyway, so I have a little bit of fun. I can see that if I do something in these kinds of ways for the Cooperative Extension Service, this might be really, really interesting. I'd have some fun. Well, whatever happens, happens. It should be interesting. I've gotten tired of just being like kind of a plumber there. The guy who just sits and keeps all the computers updated and running. I don't really contribute to what goes on. Nor do I really care. And, thinking about going around the various senior centers. They do have the cheapest meals, I think, of anybody. And, well, I thought that I would like to do recordings. People kind of doing kind of an audio history of people and things. Always ask that question, how did you end up in Clay County, or how did you end up here, or how did you, you know, whether it was Tucum Carey or House or San Juan Forest, for Pete's sakes, you know, where all that comes from. And document those things. And put it up on the site so people can hear it. Probably put it up on archive.org. That's a great place that just has tons and tons of space donated to it. And, that's just possibilities are what we can come up with. I guess you could call it a podcast, although I don't know if it would really go over that way really well. Hard to say. Of course, the people in town, older people in town, would probably really appreciate listening to it on the radio, stuff like that. So it may really be a question of how we can make all this stuff happen. The whole concept of your extension agent being kind of free on board, you know, not paid for. So let's do some cool stuff that you guys want to do. I'm supposed to be your resident art person about home, family, so we'll talk about these kinds of things. And of course, you know, I said, well, we do cookbooks, you know, and that's the way it goes. I said, I'm probably the world's most inadequate cook. You can eat my stuff if you really have a decent set for it. Anyway. So, you know, every time I think about it, I'm a little nervous because I'm getting back to something I never did before, but I think we could probably make something very interesting that the community would come out and say, oh, well,
We like that.
Oh, here I am in the light. I'm gonna get myself done.
Let's let them get in, these nice Texans. All right.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to record for right now. Talk to you later.